Fact check, AP update story, still falsely claims there are no indications federal probe into Hunter Biden involves his father. By Wendell Hasebo on December 1, 2022. Claim, a revised Associated Press article claimed on November 19 there are no indications the federal probe into Hunter Biden involves President Joe Biden. Verdict, false. According to the New York Post, a witness who testified before the Hunter Biden grand jury was asked to identify the big guy in the first son's planned deal with a Chinese energy conglomerate. The big guy is a reference to Joe Biden, whistleblower and Hunter's former business partner of Tony Bobulinski confirmed. The false claim is the second time the AP has purveyed false and misleading statements about the Biden family business in one article. In the same article on November 19, the AP falsely claimed Republicans had not put forward evidence that Joe Biden and his son Hunter had spoken about the family's foreign business dealings. Joe Biden has said he has never spoken to his son about his foreign business, and nothing the Republicans have put forth suggests otherwise, the AP reported. That false claim was revised after a Breitbart News fact check on November 19. The AP totally revised its statement without a disclaimer to read there are no indications the federal probe into Hunter involved Joe Biden. Joe Biden has said he has never spoken to his son about his foreign business, and there are no indications that the federal investigation involves the president. But as the Post reported, a grand jury, created to investigate Hunter's alleged tax violations, was asked to identify the big guy in Hunter's business deal with a Chinese energy conglomerate, China Energy Company. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.